returning tomorrow and again on Wednesday. Overnight lows of 70s. We're back into the 80s to 90 for tomorrow. 80s to 90 again repeated with the scattered to likely afternoon storms Wednesday. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. The annual Art Walk, downtown Ocean Springs. Saturday, September 3rd. Lined with shops, galleries, boutiques, restaurants, and a wide variety of music, food, arts, and crafts, paired with businesses and also featured in the depot and cornerstone parking lots. Family fun at the annual Art Walk, downtown Ocean Springs. Saturday, September 3rd, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. More info at Art Walk, downtown Ocean Springs Facebook page.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Flaming conservative. Phil, get started.
Our Father. Yes, can you hear me?
I can now.
Yes. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all forms of evil, especially abortion. Look up, America. Amen. Listen up, brother.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag, and we should pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic.
Not democracy.
That's right. The Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And lastly, brothers and sisters, wake up before it's too late. We can still save our country. You just got to persevere, and never give up, and never surrender. Amen.
Jesus rocks. Okay. Welcome, my fellow God-loving patriots, tax generators. We're proud, deplorable dregs of society. Welcome to another week of Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya, the Flaming Conservative. I have a programming note to make. This is my last Monday night show, 8 o'clock. From now, my new time slot is Friday nights at 7 p.m. I'm before the big John Mason show. Well, it must have been a calling from God for me to get moved to Friday night, 7 o'clock. So that means more people will be listening. At least I'm not competing with Monday Night Football. I'll have more participants.
That's exactly right. Listen, call 556-9696. That's right. Call 556-9696 tonight and Friday night. Amen.
And anyone listening out there, click the donate button to WGSO and click make a donation in my show's name, Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya. I want to move to 2 hours at least. I need your help. I need your donations, guys and gals. Make a donation for quality programming. Okay, I'm going to get started on a rant. I was supposed to have a guest on tonight, but the Honorable Miss Amy Misko, the conservative candidate for the city council, but she couldn't make it because she's feeling under the weather, but she will be with me Friday night. And we have concrete evidence that this city council mayoral election, along with the city council election, was proven fraudulent. And we're calling out the thieves.
You're going to have to call it out like it is. The lottery is fixed. horse racing is fixed, and voting is fixed. We got to stop voting on Dominion demonic machines because they steal every single election. They're destroying
yes.
you.
Yes, we found this proof this past weekend. We went canvassing in Ascension Parish. I went with Martha Huckabee. We did it together. You'd be surprised the seats that are still registered to vote.
They got the dead vote. They got the zombies vote. They got illegal aliens vote.
I call the dead vote the Democrat vote.
Demonic hypocrite. And I do mean demonic hype, demonic lies.
Just remember, I think the recall started, the petition started today. I'm still in Facebook jail since mid January, but from what I heard, some of my friends tell me that the real mayor started the recall petition. I think, I don't know, the one that won, or Miss Leilani, the Honorable Leilani Haino.
Good. Recall
Latoya, the destroyer.
She's a zombie.
We need Leilani in.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say Latoya. No. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me.
He forgives you. He knows it was a mistake. Just like I do it, know it too.
Okay, I got calls coming in. First, we go to Matthew in the Pissinay Country Club. Good evening, Matthew.
Good evening, John. So, of the deceased that you found in Ascension Parish, how many of them had actually cast a ballot in the last election?
I think all of them did.
Okay, well, that's an issue. This is one of the reasons why a high turnout is necessary. It's both to overwhelm the dead vote and the negligent vote, the people who, you know, almost never show up to vote. But somebody will take care of that, you know, that little chore for them if they don't bother to show up to vote. So we need overwhelming numbers, and especially midterms, because this is like all the marbles. If the Democrats are able to hold on to the Senate and the Republicans only take a narrow lead in the House, it's big trouble. And we just continue in the same path that we're on right now.
That's okay.
And that's not good. So I saw on Gab, somebody reported from just a news article. Apparently there's somebody named Tim Thibault at the FBI, and he was apparently the guy who first he was placed in charge of the Hunter Biden laptop investigation and declared it must have Russian disinformation, foreign disinformation. Then he was put in charge of looking into election irregularities, fraud, and he said there was none. And then he was put in charge of investigating classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. Well, apparently, the whistleblowers that have been going over to Congress and blowing their whistles into Ron Johnson, Chuck Grassley, and Jim Jordan's ears fingered this guy as being a big part of all of the problem. But kind of beggars the question, though, if FBI special agents take a oath to uphold and defend the Constitution, and then they're given orders that are unconstitutional, isn't the problem them, not just the management? I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. You got me on that one. But, like I said, we all need to volunteer to be poll commissioners for this upcoming election. If we have a conservative that needs a ride to the polls, they can't drive, or we volunteer, we bring them to the polls.
Well, that's exactly right. You got to stand in the gap and watch the wall. That's right. Stand in the gap, watch the wall.
We can't afford the $100 Walmart gift cards and the Popeye's chicken dinners now, but at least we can give them a cold bottle of water.
I'll do better than that. If they're inclined towards it, I'll give them a natural light.
Amen.
That's about kind of as strong as I get nowadays. I've had to cut back a little bit.
I tell you what, I never realized how important school board elections was. I thought that was a dead issue. But now after going to visit my niece and nephew's class last year, they didn't pray or pledge before starter class. That's appalling.
Well, I can only go by the experience that my wife relayed to me when she worked at Jefferson Parish Schools, and before the beginning of school every day, they would say the Pledge of Allegiance. They always had the special student of the day from the previous day,
right?
The honor of raising the flag.
Okay, Matthew, I gotta go. I gotta go to a break. Call back next week. Mark, West Bank Mark and Steve, Brother Steve, we could get to you next. You're listening to Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya on WGSO.
Need a new roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at See Freeman Enterprises. 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Paz, Louisiana. 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs.
Tom Fitzmaurice here with the Edible Dictionary Word of the Day. Yes. Brought to you by DoorNax, just voted one of the Food and Wine Magazine's top 20 regional supermarkets of all time. Today's Edible Dictionary Word is...
fancy poached egg dishes. Most of the egg creations on Brennan's menu were French classics revived by Chef Paul Blanger, the original chef there. It shortly became clear that the ones people liked most were poached eggs, which few restaurants offered in the 40s. Set atop some flavorful food like ham, crab meat, cream spinach, and covered with hollandaise. From that came the endless variations we find today in any restaurant that serves Sunday brunch. The restaurants love such dishes. Few menu items carry as low a food cost percentage as do eggs.
Join us for the food show every weekday right here on WGSO. 2 to 4. See you then.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Tuesday, we'll discuss the hot topics of the day with Ringside All-Star and Republican leader Michelle Hurstis. And we'll get the latest on Facebook and the interference going on in elections with social media expert Brandon Earlbeck. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11. On WGSO.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132. Can she join us while on? I had to go to
the
Death on two legs, you're tearing me apart. Welcome back, Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya. You listen to the Flaming Conservative, the best talk show in the WGSO hot lineup. That's right, I'm the best. I mix rock and roll in my shows. All right, we have my guest is on the phone tonight, Miss Amy Misko, the Honorable Miss Amy Misko. Good evening, Miss Amy. Hello, Amy.
John, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Yay! Hey, I'm so glad you're on the air. What do you think about this recall of LaToya?
Yes.
I think it's fabulous.
LaToya out, Leilani in.
Hey, the good thing is the Democrats started this and they're her people. So, if it had been the Republicans and the conservatives and the libertarians, they would have said, oh, they're just a bunch of poor losers, right?
Yep. We're not poor losers.
That's not the story. The story was that was a selection, not an election.
That's right.
So what do you think about the concept that our election system here in New Orleans and certainly in Louisiana has been terribly, terribly compromised, and it is no longer the people voting for their elected officials, but party politics and skullduggery and stealing ballots. I mean, what do you think about that?
I don't know what to think. I got too many thoughts on that. I might get in trouble if I give my opinion on air. But
well, I'll tell you, we don't have to worry about opinions anymore. We can just worry about the evidence. You know, I've been supplying evidence to the FBI and other nonprofit organizations, and I am planning to have a meeting with Kyle Ardoin.
Yes.
Ardoin.
Yes.
his name.
I think God is working on Kyle Ardoin, and
I hope so.
So
he's stuck between a rock and a hard place because these new machines, the voting machines that we have to procure, simply because we've been borrowing them from the federal government for a number of years now.
Yes.
And people are pushing back about what they want, and they want paper ballots. They want blockchain-secured absentee voters, and they want ranked choice voting.
I know.
What do you think about that? I mean, what are you hearing?
I'm hearing a lot. I went canvassing with Martha Huckabee this past weekend in Ascension Parish. You'd be surprised the deceased that are still registered to vote, and a lot of people who don't live in these addresses are listed on this on the address we went to.
Yeah, phony voters.
Yes, and
that's voter corruption.
We found two properties. It's two residences that's actually just swampland.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of fraud going on.
Yes. And more than one piece of evidence of fraud means that there's evidence all over the place, and it needs to be investigated. It needs to be stopped. We need election integrity.
You're right. Can I take a call? Can you join? I mean, I got a caller coming in. He like to talk to you.
Take another call. You can call me back.
No, stay on the line. I want you to stay on the line.
Oh, okay. I will hold for you.
Okay.
Thanks, John.
We're going to go to my good friend on the North Shore from the country. Brother Steve is on the air. Good evening, Brother Steve. You're on the Flaming Conservative, and Miss Amy Misko.
How are you doing, Flaming John Conservative and the wonderful Bill, Phil the Patriot? How y'all doing?
Okay. Tell Miss Amy hello, too.
Oh, it's a good night.
It's always,
welcome, welcome.
It's always good to listen to a lovely lady on the radio. It's always good. Always good. Here's a thought to think about,
brother. I appreciate your appreciation.
Here's a thought, brothers and sisters. Well, LaToya Cantrell got elected this last time.
She stole it.
Approximately 200,000 voters in Orleans Parish. She only received somewhere between 42 and 44,000 votes. That was with a paltry 28% turnout. Now, it only takes 52,000 people to sign this recall thing. That should be very doable because 72% of the people didn't even show up to vote. So that should be real doable to get 52,000 signatures. Then there will be a recall election. The other thing, and nobody wants to talk about it, is in Orleans and Jefferson Parish, they have already had two or three teachers already sent to re-education camp.
Oh,
out of
God.
The state, wow. I won't tell anybody where it is. It's out of state. They spend the weekend.
Out of state.
Yeah, where they send them is out of state. Nobody
wants
to talk about it.
Teacher jail.
Pardon me?
They're in teacher's jail. This is not right. People being sent to re-education camps? That's
correct,
honest.
Because they're starting, they want to insert diversity, equity, and inclusion. Even though Biden hasn't got that pushed through yet, is if you use the wrong pronoun or you use the wrong thing that has something to do with equity, you get to go somewhere for the weekend and be re-educated. Nobody's talking about it. However, they do know that it happened, and then it got squashed. It was
Thank
a story
goodness.
For
Thank
almost
goodness.
An
Americans
hour.
Americans are standing up against this oppression. Thank goodness Americans are standing up against this oppression. This
oh,
is
oh you know it. The Democrats are turning on each other.
They better use
well,
their
the Democrats
ID
are going to eat
up.
Their children. And they are going to go away. They got, this is the thing that we must think about and plan for, and that is the
okay.
rise of America. Oh,
Brother Steve and Miss Amy, stand by. I'm going to wait to the next segment. Stand by. I got to go to a break. You're listening to WGSO, Beholding Patriotic Jambalaya. Stay tuned from news on the Louisiana Radio Network. Sorry.
Nawns area Tiger fans, on your way to Alex Box Stadium to watch the baseball Tigers win the College World Series, and this fall, when you travel to Death Valley, aka Tiger Stadium, to watch Coach Brian Kelly win a national championship for the LSU Fighting Tigers football team. Make that pit stop at Taylor's Express at 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, the heart of the River Parishes. Taylor's Express is the only truck stop in the River Parishes to offer non-ethanol gasoline for the best performance from your car or truck. Taylor's also has 4 diesel fuel pump islands for truckers to easily fuel their trucks. That's Taylor's Express, 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, Louisiana, 225-869-1734.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
That means I get more time. Thank you. I wish you could do it more often.
I didn't think you would mind. All right, you can come back.
Louisiana Radio Network News. I'm Kevin Gallagher. State police are investigating a fatal police shooting in Cutoff. Trooper Ross Brennan says the Lafourche Parish Sheriff's Office responded to a domestic disturbance call when a subject inside the home shot at deputies and an officer with Port Fourchon Harbor Police.
This resulted in the Harbor Police Department officer discharging his service weapon and striking that subject.
The man shot is identified as 32-year-old Geraldo Reyes. The investigation is ongoing. A New Orleans state lawmaker calls for Department of Children and Family Services Secretary Marquita Walters to resign after two high-profile cases wherein the agency failed to protect kids. A Baton Rouge toddler died of a fentanyl overdose, his third in several months. Representative Jason Hughes says he's tired of excuses.
Right now, we have a secretary at DCFS who has been in place for 7 years. And she continues to point fingers at the previous administration.
In another case, a foster father was found to be sexually assaulting kids under his care. This is news from LRN.
I'm up brewing coffee before the sun comes up. I do it because I'm passionate about being a bright spot in my customer's day. I'm made for this.
It's about more than just fixing a car for me. I'm passionate about making sure my customers and their families are safe on the road. I'm made for this.
We know what it's like to be passionate about what you do. It's how we feel about workers' comp. For over 30 years, we've been protecting businesses and their employees. We're Luba Workers' Comp, and we're made for this. Discover the Luba difference at lubawc.com. That's lubawc.com.
I'm Jim Harper, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. Whether you live in New Orleans or New Roads, Cheneyville, or Lake Charles, agriculture makes a big difference in your daily life. That's why the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation is here to protect our precious food supply chain at the local, state, and national levels. Become a part of our grassroots network.
Visit lafarmbureau.org to join today. The Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Need a new roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at See Freeman Enterprises. 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Paz, Louisiana. 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are my sunshine.
Hi, I'm Big John Mason. Did you know that Governor Jimmy Davis loved Louisiana so much he gave us our state's official song, You Are My Sunshine? If you love Louisiana and you enjoy cutting-edge news and political commentary, then please listen to the Big John Mason Show, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 1 to 2 p.m., broadcasting live from WGSO 990 AM in the heart of New Orleans.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, live on WGSO Radio after every Saints regular season road game for our 11th season in the Red Zone at the Little Easy Bar at 634 Julia Street in the heart of the Warehouse District.
Dave, get up.
Huh? What?
Get up.
Why are you waking me up?
It's 8:30 a.m. We got a show on Everything Old is New Again. Our show is on the air at 9 a.m. this morning and every Saturday morning.
Oh.
jumping on a train, making a way.
Classic early 80s hard rock, New Orleans style. Persia, formerly known as Royal Orleans. They had to change their name because the hotel was going to sue them. Remember the Hotel Royal Orleans? They changed their name to Persia. Man, that was such a great band. What happened to them? They sure don't make music like that anymore. Okay, we go back. We got my guest host, Miss Amy Misko, and my buddy from the north, from the country, Brother Steve. Welcome back, the Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya.
Hi, everybody.
Yep. So Big John, you're moving to just before Big John, right?
Right. I wanted the 8 o'clock slot, but hey, Friday I get to digest everything that goes on in a week, and I can talk about that. I'm working on getting 2 hours.
Ah, cool.
And
I would love to help you, John. I would love to help you. Somebody help John, you know, because he needs 2 hours. He needs 2 hours at least 3 times a week.
Yes.
Okay. Hey.
Yes.
I'm in with that. And the Friday night slot is great for people who are, like, going from one place to another.
Yes,
you know,
I just hope I get the ratings at 7 like I did at 8.
Traveling.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us are traveling and listening to the radio. Like John.
That's right. If there's somebody else on, we need somebody like John. At least 3 times a week for 2 hours.
Yep.
Yeah, at least he cares. He's got a lot of passion about the things that are important, which are like educating our kids and having election integrity and having good candidates running for offices here in the state of Louisiana and other places in the country who are honest people. We need some changes.
Man, we need to make Louisiana more inviting like Texas and Mississippi.
I like that.
You cross the state line either way. You feel a difference in your car. I mean, we're a rich state. We have the seafood. We have the oil and gas.
Natural resources. We have tons of natural resources.
And what's going on?
We're hitting us all day, every day. We got oil under the ground. We've got so much natural gas. We got convertible gases. We got syngas.
We have natural gas. And you know what? The problem in Louisiana is we're Democrat infested. Phil and Brother Steve, wouldn't you agree on that?
Infested us.
The Democrats think that they own our natural resources. They don't. We own our natural resources. We, the people.
That's right. We, the people. What's your take on that, Brother Steve?
My take is the biggest problem in Louisiana is they want to be like Texas and want to be like Mississippi, and they want to be just as good. Why don't we ever shoot for better?
We need to.
We
should kill the corruption. If we killed the corruption, we would be wonderful, honest, hardworking. Dealing with each other without the middlemen. You know what we got here in Louisiana is an oligarchy.
We got one colleague that's working on making education number one in Louisiana.
Governor who's a king.
Until the day that people go and vote, 100% of the people that carry a voter ID go and vote, you will not change Louisiana. The 20%, the 28%, the 31%, why do we let the minority voters... And I don't mean black and all that. I mean the minority shows up to vote, run this state. And then we just run our mouths and complain.
Right.
Well, we lost the right to complain when we don't go vote. The biggest sin is you have a voter ID card and you don't use it.
Oops.
Yes.
Oh, boy. I got more calls coming in. Brother Steve.
All right, brother.
I'm going to call you during the week. I want to get your address. Phil and I will come visit you.
Okay. That would be great.
Steve, we got
to
get voters voting.
Okay. Okay. Next call is the high-tech redneck, my fellow tax generator. Good evening, high-tech redneck.
How y'all doing tonight? Don't report me to the IRS for taking a break from generating revenue. I'll give them for calling into your show. And y'all got to put the political pronunciation for our state name, Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Yes.
Louisiana. The best politics money can buy.
But we put the French pronunciation on Mayor LaToilette Cantrell's name because she's the mayor of the biggest toilet in the world because New Orleans sits 8 feet under sea level with levees surrounding it, and it's 350-square-mile toilet. We not only get the dead people off the voter rolls, we've got citizens from other countries on our voter rolls. My wife's best friend came here 30 years ago after meeting a soldier in the Army and married this gentleman, but maintained her German citizenship.
Wow.
She went and renewed her driver's license recently, and not beknownst to her, they threw her in motor voter. And then she got a subpoena.
They gave her the right to vote.
You still live in...
right, they did.
You live in my neck of the woods, huh? High Tech, LaPlace?
No. New Orleans West.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We used to be a great town growing up, but since Bill Hubbard got set up by the Democrats, we have nothing but Democrat leadership. We're infested by Democrats.
And I'm
suing my insurance company because my house was destroyed by Ida. It's totally destroyed, and after 8.5 months, they refused to pay my claim, so I got a lawyer on it. Not only am I suing for my damages, I'm suing for mental anguish and punitive damages as well. They're playing games with me. I can't sell my property to get my life going, my business going.
Property, you can't collect on the claim. You are stuck in limbo. And it's
see what I mean about Louisiana?
Everybody's bankrupt. Actual legitimate businesses in the state of Louisiana have been bankrupted by the policies of Governor Edward.
John Bell.
Governor Edward. John Bell Edwards.
The dishonor code governor.
And the Democratic mayor in New Orleans.
Yes.
Who was LaToya Cantrell. They closed down all of our ability to earn income, get together with each other, take care of our problems amongst each other.
Because they didn't pay. As
people should do. They
follow the money.
Hide our hands about our
back. Go to this website, followthemoney.org.
They extorted money from us, and they made it impossible for us to work. I am against them. I am leaving the state because these people don't deserve.
I'm tempted to move to Mississippi too, but I got talked out of it by some friends.
But the thing I'm getting to, my wife's best friend got served with a jury subpoena, and she came over to our office and we faxed all this information to the clerk of courts on why she couldn't sit on a jury. Then 3 months later, she got a bench warrant served on her for not showing up for jury duty.
A bench warrant for her. The person who's supposed to sit on a jury. Now they're demanding her time. They're treating her like a fucking criminal.
Oops.
Excuse my French. But that's the truth.
No problem.
They are treating her like a criminal.
Right. But the thing is how many other people got their voter registration card in the mail because of voter motor, and how many people are sitting on a jury that legally can't because they're not a citizen of this country?
Okay.
Most of them.
Okay, let's watch out profanity, guys.
The level of corruption and dysfunction in the state of Louisiana, and it must be addressed and corrected.
As I put it, Louisiana has the best politicians money can buy. Thank y'all. Have a great evening.
All right, I got your number, High Tech Redneck. I'm going to call you sometime this week. We're going to get together, go have some lunch at Mobile's. Po' boys. Okay, Miss Amy. Hello?
Well, yes, he addressed many very real problems in the state of Louisiana and certainly in Orleans Parish, and that is rampant corruption. We are being intimidated, forced. This recall of LaToya, my libertarians are contacting me. I'm the Libertarian Party chair of Orleans Parish, and they're contacting me and they're saying, oh, I'm going to lose my job if I sign this petition. I was like, nobody should know that you're signing this petition because it only goes to the Secretary of State. Are you trying to intimate that the Secretary of State, Carl Adwan, is going to tell LaToya Cantrell that you, some miscellaneous woman living in, I don't know, the Irish Channel, you signed a petition? That is not the way it works. People are afraid. They're afraid to sign this petition because they're expecting economic consequences. I'm going to be fired from my job, and I work for the city.
Let me tell you a little bit about myself. I had to keep my conservatism in the closet for a long time. I love my family to death, but they don't accept my conservatism. Amy, hold on. We got to go to a break.
Oh, okay, honey.
Okay. You're listening to Holy and Patriotic Jim Alive with the Flaming Conservative on WGSO, which stands for Winning Gets So Outstanding. Be right back.
John, I want to sing in the next segment.
Area Tiger fans on your way to Alex Box Stadium to watch the baseball Tigers win the College World Series, and this fall when you travel to Death Valley, aka Tiger Stadium, to watch Coach Brian Kelly win a national championship for the LSU Fighting Tigers football team. Make that pit stop at Taylor's Express at 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, the heart of the River Parishes. Taylor's Express is the only truck stop in the River Parishes to offer non-ethanol gasoline for the best performance from your car or truck. Taylor's also has 4 diesel fuel pump islands for truckers to easily fuel their trucks. That's Taylor's Express, 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, Louisiana, 225-869-1734.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Welcome back to Holy and Patriotic Jam Alive. I sure picked some good bumper music. Okay, I got my special guest, Amy Misko, and my tag along, Phil the our Cajun Buccaneer, Phil the Patriot.
Yes, hey John, can I sing yet? I want to sing a song to y'all.
Let's go ahead, Phil.
Okay. Recall LaToya the Destroyer. She smiles in your face. All she wants to do is steal your place, destroy your faith so you can't go to church, and eliminate your faith. The backstabbing arm jabbers. Yes, the illegal experimental injection of death. Boycott, stay away from Auschwitz hospitals. Nazi Germany style death germ warfare. Wake up, America, New Orleans, Louisiana. We call LaToya Luciferian Destroyer. Amen!
LaToya,
I totally agree.
LaToya totally out, Leilani in.
That's right, amen.
You know what? We're going to have another election. Who knows who will win? Might be Leilani. She had a pretty, you know, solid, straight line.
She came out. She was the winner.
Well, you know, but her line, her platform was pretty moderate. But you don't know. There might be other people who will come forward and may actually address other concerns that the people of the city of New Orleans will want. It's irrelevant. The thing that's most relevant is we need to get rid of LaToya.
Amen.
That woman stole that election, and she is not.
She's stealing New Orleans. We need
ship her
posterior back to Compton, California, where she belongs.
She is destroying our culture. She is destroying our schools. She is destroying our religious organizations. And I'm not that religious, but I definitely agree that religious freedom is everybody's right, and I absolutely and positively was against for closing our churches.
We got a call. Or we
pandemic.
We got a call on the line. Chris Alexander from Louisiana, whatever, Citizens Advocacy Group. I think y'all two need to meet each other, Amy and Chris.
I would love to meet Amy.
Hello,
I've heard
Chris.
Wonderful things about you, Amy. And
I will definitely coordinate with you. Absolutely. I work with everybody. Every free-minded person
so
I can.
True. What you said is so true about the mayor of New Orleans, and I just think it is I have a question for you, Amy. How was she elected?
She wasn't. She was selected. It was, I'm sorry to announce the sad fact that our previous two elections, 2020 and 2021, here in Orleans Parish, were completely rigged, jury-rigged. The machines were tampered with. I have plenty of evidence that I have given to the FBI. I'm about to go and have an appointment with Carl Ardwan and other officials because there were irregularities. There were – this election was completely stolen. I'm sorry. I don't mean to sound like a Trumpite because I am not a Trumpite. I am a libertarian. I am an objective observer of what has gone on here in Louisiana since I have lived here for the last 4 years. And the thing is, it is corrupt from beginning to end. United States Postal Service is involved in being a organized crime. They are stealing ballots. They are part of the insiders group. It's wrong. Everything.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well,
the truth. It's a hard thing for me to say because people.
I'm the outsider with the radio show that wants to help clean New Orleans up.
Yes. Yes. You're an outsider too. The radio, WGSO is an outsider.
That's right. I'm not going to mention their call letters, but the station up down the dial is Obama worshiping Democrats, and some certain radio host was bad mouthing a few of my fellow colleagues, and they found out who I was. They wouldn't even take my call. They disconnected from me.
There's a lot of prejudice. There's a lot of suppression of information. You know, like people are no longer interested in, hey, what's the truth? It's like, oh no, I just want to hide the truth. You know, that I'm on the side of the people who are hiding the truth. And those are the insiders. But we are outsiders, and we need to expose the truth and show people what it is. And most Americans are very, very interested in the truth.
That's right.
They are clamoring for it. They are walking towards it. They are voting for it. Yeah, they're on it. Yeah. The American people are not stupid, contrary to the Democratic machine's propaganda. People don't have to do whatever we tell them to do. No.
Let's hear Chris's take on that, Amy.
We're not going to do whatever we tell them to do.
Let's hear Chris's take on that.
I was just going to ask, when is your meeting with the Secretary of State? Because I think you'd be interested in hearing what you have to say.
I'm hoping to make it for next week. In the meantime, I am having a signature gathering at my home at 6830 Canal Boulevard on Sunday. It's Memorial Day weekend, Labor Day weekend. Sunday, September 4th, from 1 to 5.
What's your address?
Come here.
Amy?
Signed our petition. Let's get her out.
I bet there are a lot of people who are interested in doing just that.
They have been lining up in droves. We have hundreds and hundreds of signatures. We just need 52,000. So yes, come to 6830 Canal Boulevard on Sunday between 1 and 5, and we will accept your signature to depose LaToya Cantrell.
I live in St. John. Can I come sign it, or I got to be Orleans Parish resident?
Absolutely. You have to be Orleans Parish registered voter. And we will help you. We will help you verify.
Or if you're a Democrat, you can be from wherever you want to be and sign anybody's name, and it's okay.
No, not so much.
What's your address, Amy? Because I'm gonna come help you.
That was a joke.
Amy.
6830. Oh.
Give Miss Patty your address so I can.
6830 Canal Boulevard in Lakeview. The zip code is 70124.
Okay.
You can't miss it. There are signs in front of my house. I am selling my house.
Okay, we're at the end of the show. Tune in Friday night, 7 o'clock. My new night.
Thank you.
Hey, God bless
America. My special co-host will be Sister Huck, Martha Huckabee.
God bless y'all. Get out there and vote. Stop LaToya
out. Leilani in.
All right. Love you, Big John.
Okay. See y'all Friday.
Need a new roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at See Freeman Enterprises. 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Place, Louisiana. 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs.
Nawns area Tiger fans, on your way to Alex Box Stadium to watch the baseball Tigers win the College World Series, and this fall, when you travel to Death Valley, aka Tiger Stadium, to watch Coach Brian Kelly win a national championship for the LSU Fighting Tigers football team, make that pit stop at Taylor's Express at 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, the heart of the River Parishes. Taylor's Express is the only truck stop in the river parishes to offer non-ethanol gasoline for the best performance from your car or truck. Taylor's also has 4 diesel fuel pump islands for truckers to easily fuel their trucks. That's Taylor's Express, 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, Louisiana, 225-869-1734.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
The best in wining and dining daily. It's the Dine, Wine, and Spirits Show with Tim McNally from 4 to 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.